It's a typical fall afternoon at Moab's City Market grocery store. Typical as in busy. Tourists are scanning the aisles looking for bread and peanut butter. Locals make small talk in the dairy section. And just about everyone is stuffing their groceries into single-use plastic bags. But things are about to change in a big way, for tourists and locals alike. Moab City Council passed a ban on the disposable bags last month, giving retailers until January 1st to comply with the new ordinance.
It's coming up pretty quick. It's just in a few months.
So what we hope to do is come December, we'll do some education outreach, we'll give away some bags.
Brendan Cameron, manager of Moab City Market.
The whole goal is that by then, everyone can not only have their reusable bags, but that they'll use them, you know? If it's like me, they stay in my trunk and I always forget them, right? Until checkout. I think that's what everybody does. And so the goal is that folks will use them. And then we'll have a backup plan in store if they don't, using paper bags. So we'll have paper bags on hand in case people don't have the reusable bags. But the goal is that everybody will come prepared with their bags and remember them.
City Market's parent company, Kroger, wants to phase out disposable bags in all of their stores by 2025. That's why Cameron says he wasn't really fazed by Moab's municipal ordinance. But local legislation aimed against plastic bags is not really the norm right now in Utah. Only Park City and now Moab have any actual laws on the books. And earlier this year, state legislators attempted to place a ban on plastic bag bans, arguing that it hurts businesses. While the ban on bag bans ultimately didn't succeed, it did pass the Senate.
It's an unfortunate reality that we are living in a day and age where to engage in alternative modes of landscaping, of sustainable building, of alternative modes of transit, it's almost like you feel like you're fighting the system, whereas it really should be the other way around.
Rosalind McCann is the Sustainable Communities Extension Specialist at Utah State University in Moab. Although there's some resistance to local bag bans statewide, McCann says they are actually becoming more ubiquitous across the country and world.
Obviously, locals use them as well, but the bulk of people purchasing in our community are tourists, and many of those tourists are coming from countries that already have bag bans enacted, European countries especially. But there's over 230 cities and counties in the United States that have also enacted bans, and two states. And so this isn't a new concept. And I just think that we're ready to make changes. And I say we as in people at large to improve our environment, because an unhealthy environment harms everyone's children.
Locally, McCann saw an opportunity with the Moab City Council. She advocated for the plastic bag ban, especially because Moab City has actual written goals to increase sustainable practices within the community.
I've been asked by many locals, what's next? Will it be plastic cutlery, plastic bottles? I mean, people are just sick of this stuff. You know, I think that we need to harness that motivation and get more people to voice what they'd love to see changed in the community. Gosh, I could list off a whole wish list for me with Moab City of green infrastructure and water-wise or water-efficient landscaping policy. There's so many things, but this is a foot in the door when it comes to enacting sustainable change.
There are some concerns about the bag ban, namely that retailers could start charging customers for paper bags, unduly burdening people at lower incomes. But so far, Moab's biggest grocer doesn't plan on charging customers for paper if they forget their reusable bags. And Moab City and other entities are planning on making bags available to locals.
I think, you know, the biggest really complaint that I've seen in social media really has more to do with people perceiving this as government overreach. They don't want the government telling them what to do, and I understand that completely.
Moab City Communications Director Lisa Church.
But I will say that the bag ban falls directly in line with the city's 2020 vision for sustainability, which was actually approved back in 2008. That whole measure is intended to not only eventually bring us to energy independence, but also, you know, improving how the waste stream occurs here in the city and trying to keep down all kinds of issues that may affect the environment or human health and safety or wildlife. So the bag ban really is in keeping with that concept.
Moab's retailers and customers have 2 more months to prepare for the plastic bag ban. In the coming weeks, Church plans to roll out an education campaign.
As far as what the city's going to be doing between now and January 1st, I mean, we'll be putting out sort of regular information about what it means and what it means for not only the residents, but also the businesses who will be affected. And I'll be putting together some flyers that businesses can post in their windows, you know, reminding people that the bag ban goes into effect January 1st and don't forget to bring your bags. So, you know, we're going to do basically a kind of full scale outreach plan to get the information out to as many people as possible.
Moab residents can ask city council members about the plastic bag ban at an upcoming town hall meeting on Tuesday, October 30th. It starts at 7 p.m. in the city council chambers. And look out for an upcoming reusable bag workshop this Sunday at the Multicultural Center's Day of the Dead Festival.